let's do it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Enter his gates.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
That's nice.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Enter his gates. Sing it out.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let's sing Enter his gates.
The day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord.
Now tell somebody what to do. How many controlling personalities do we have this morning? How many like to tell people what to do? Well, look around at them with a real stern face and point at them and tell them, say,
enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Tell him, Chris, enter his gate.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. The day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Somebody say praise the Lord. How are you happy about being here? Anybody's dog died this morning? Huh? So there's no reason for anybody to be mad, right? Or sad, right? So just smile like you're happy. Come on.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart. It's down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It is down, way down. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. It is down in my heart, way down in my heart. I've got the joy, joy. it's down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay.
I got the peace, I got the peace.
It passes understanding. It's down in my heart, way down in my heart. I got the peace, it passes understanding. Down in my heart, it's down in my heart to stay. I got the peace, it passes understanding. Down in my heart, it is down, way down. Well, I've got the peace, it passes understanding. Down in my heart, it's down in my heart to stay. I'm happy, got the victory, the victory. Well, victory. Well, I'm smiling, cause I'm happy, got the victory. Victory in Jesus' name.
Let's smile.
Well, I'm smiling, cause I'm happy, got the victory. The victory, the victory. Well, I'm smiling, cause I'm happy, got the victory. Victory in Jesus' name. Well, well, I'm on my way to heaven shouting victory, victory. Well, well, I'm on my way to heaven, got the victory, victory in Jesus' name.
I'm on my way,
well, I'm on my way to heaven, got the victory, victory,
victory.
Well, I'm on my way to heaven, got the victory. Victory, victory, victory. I'm on my way to heaven, got to victory. Victory in Jesus' name. I know the devil doesn't like it, cause he's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. I know the devil doesn't like it, cause he's under my feet. He's under my feet to stay. Singing a strong tower, the righteous running to it. They all say,
sing it in the name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous running to it. They all say,
let's sing it in the name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, a strong tower.
The righteous
run into it. They all say,
the name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say,
blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the
name of the
Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord is, oh yes it is, a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say, the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is, oh yes it is, a strong tower. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all
time. Let's sing the name of the Lord. Tell somebody.
The name of the Lord is,
tell them, a strong tower.
A strong tower. The righteous run into it. They all say,
the name of the Lord.
Well, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved.
All right. How many of you have been to Bible camp? Rita, do you know the steps? Who knows the steps to it? It's real self-explanatory. I think, Jane Allen, do you know how to do the steps?
Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Then you put your mega tower.
The righteous run.
That's real easy. Run easy.
They are saved.
Then you just wave your hand and turn around.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Very easy.
The righteous running.
Run if you can. Come on.
They are saved.
Now turn around like you're happy about it. Come on.
The name of the Lord.
Don't y'all tangle up those cords.
A strong tower.
You can make those moves.
The righteous running to it. They all say,
then do it like you got some rhythm. Come on.
Well, the name of the Lord is, yeah, a strong tower.
Come on.
The righteous run into it. They all say,
now you got to scream like you're happy when you do that part. Well,
the name of the Lord is, yeah, a strong tower.
That's it. Come on.
The righteous run in.
There you go, Benita. It's working, girl.
They all say, yeah,
that's where you yell.
Name of the Lord is the strong tower.
Good.
The righteous run into God. They all say,
praises to the name of the Lord. Now let's pray.
Praises to the name of the Lord. Praises to the name of the Lord. Praises to the name of the Lord. Most High. Praises. Praises to the name of the Lord. Praises to the name of the Lord. Praises
to the name of the Lord.
Glory to the name.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the
name. One more time. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise.
Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Find somebody that looks like they need prayer. Look at him and say, you look like you need prayer. Like my little brother over here, Dean. Tell him you need prayer. Tell him, if you know. Say, I'm going to pray for you.
Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's going to be all right. Wings you can fly away. Hey. Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's gonna be alright. You got wings you can fly away. Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's gonna be alright. You got wings you can fly away. Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's gonna be alright. You got wings you can fly. gonna be alright. Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright. Alright, alright.
Gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. Alright, alright.
Tell somebody, gonna be.
It's gonna be alright. Alright, alright.
Tell them, gonna be.
It's gonna be alright. Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Alright, alright, alright. Wipe the tears.
Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's gonna be alright. You got wings, you can fly away.
Well, Brother Jesse, we're ready for you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. It's offering time. Amen. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. Whatever He tells you to do, do it. Get your offering seed ready. And when you have it ready, I've got offering envelopes. If you're giving by cash, if you're writing a check, you don't need to use these. If you're giving by cash and you do use these, please put your name on it. That way I know who it is and I can put it in the computer. If you like one, raise your hand. All right, Jamie. Anybody else? Help me, Brother Dean. Thank you. This lady right here. God. Thank you, Father. When you get it ready, I just want you to stand up with it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't have anything to give, I just want you to stand up and raise your hands and just worship God. That's what offerings are all about. It's worship. An offering does nothing but really proves to you where your heart is. If you have a problem with giving to God, that's for your benefit. So you know where your heart is, okay? And then you can judge yourself and ask God to help you in that area. You should have no problem releasing to God anything He requires. God, it's not that God needs your money. God uses money. Amen. But it's not that He needs it. You need to give because it shows where your heart is. All right? So if you don't have anything to give, it's important that you at least worship God and give your faith and just lift your hands because that's what offerings are about. It's about worship. Sure, when you give, you'll be blessed. That's a promise. And for me not to tell you that would be to cheat you out of something very important. When you give, it will be given back to you. You can't stop the blessing of God when you walk in obedience in your finances. I'm a testimony to that. If you want to know more, see me after service. I'll tell you about it. God's good. But you need to know where your heart is. I want you to release yourself that whatever God asks you to do, you'll just be willing and obedient. That's true worship. If you want to worship in spirit and in truth, then you need to be obedient in every area, all right? So, raise your hand. If you don't have any money, it's okay. Raise your hand to God. Give to God of yourself, amen? That's what He wants. He just wants you, all right? Lord, we just honor You today, Father, in the area of finances. We give to You our best, Father. We hold nothing back from You, and we know that You, our Father, will hold no good thing from us, Father. Lord, we walk in obedience to Your word, and we give and we tithe. And Lord, we are believing that we will be blessed as we do this. Father, we receive Your supernatural blessing over our lives. And every need that's in this room today, We receive those needs met right now by your power, Father. We walk in obedience and faith according to your word, expecting you to do all that you said you would do in our lives, God. We love you and we bless you with our offerings. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to bring it up, Lincoln.
Brother Jesse.
Come seek the Lord while he may be found in his sanctuary. His praise resounds on high. On high.
Come seek the Lord.
Come seek the Lord while he may be found.
In his sanctuary.
In his sanctuary.
His righteousness.
His righteousness
will rise.
Will rise.
With healing in his wings.
With healing. In his wings.
Come seek the Lord.
Come seek the Lord while he may be found.
Sanctuary.
In his sanctuary, his praise resounds on high.
On high. Come seek the Lord.
Come seek the Lord while he may be found.
His sanctuary.
In his sanctuary.
His righteousness.
His righteousness will rise.
Why don't you stand?
So we'll rise with healing. With healing.
Somebody, as we go on, just tell them the balm of Gilead is here to heal today.
To heal the wounded, to heal the wounded,
to heal the broken heart,
to heal the broken heart. down.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. You can give us some light. All right. Wow, God is good, isn't he? Sometime.
Y'all gonna forgive me for my cup of coffee. I'll get delivered one day. Amen. Would y'all mind if I took this hot jacket off? Or would y'all want me to cut the ear down? Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. My, my, my. See you later, Jane Ellen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. I didn't mean to put this in here. Listen to this real quick. A man had a fine canary who sung a beautiful and wonderful song. And this canary would sing and sing and sing and sing. People like birds. I'm not a bird lover. Amen. But this lady over here has got birds. She didn't have anything else, but she's got a bird. Amen. And she'll bring that bird to work, and you're chirping and cackling. And then I'll bring Jerry Lee. Then Jerry Lee will talk back. You know, it's just awful. But some people love birds. Somebody say birds. Bird. This guy had this canary, and he stuck this canary in the cage. And he just listened to this bird all the time, a man listening to a bird. And that bird would just lift his heart, and he just loved his bird. One day, it was a nice sunshiny day. He said, I'm going to take this bird out of my house. I'm going to put it out on this tree inside the cage and let the bird enjoy the sunshine. All of a sudden, the bird was just singing his wonderful song. And all of a sudden, what are those little teeny birds that are out here that we get out here in Texas? Well, all the little birds started to scatter around the cage and sit up on it. What is it? Finch birds. Yeah, they don't have finches here in Texas, but I like finches. We'll just say finches. You know, it's a nice, classic little bird. Y'all seen a little finch? So the little finches came, and they flew down by the cage, you know, and they sat on the cage, and they try to sing along with the bird. Everybody say tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Come on, everybody say tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Y'all getting mad at me because we say tweet, tweet. Let something bad happen, see what happens. See what you say. Everybody say tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
So all the birds were singing together. All the birds were singing together with that little canary, and the guy was out there looking. He said, isn't that nice how my bird's outside? Everybody say outside.
Outside.
Singing, and now he's got some friends. See, he's singing inside the house. You know, he's singing all by himself, and nobody hears the sweet music but the owner, right? And all of a sudden, he said, I'm going to take it outside, let it have some sunshine. And all of a sudden, that bird's singing, and all the other birds had gathered all around this pretty little song and started singing along, too. Well, the day was over. He decided to bring the bird inside. He brought the bird inside, and he realized that as the bird was outside, it started singing with all these other birds. It lost its tune. Didn't sound like a canary anymore. It sounded like this finch. Amen? Because it was singing out loud, you know, and all the birds just joined along and it changed its song. You know, that's the way it is with a lot of us. You know, we figure out, you know, I had my buddy Dean. He went out, you know, he got up to go on a cruise, right? Everybody say, thank God for cruises.
Thank God for cruises.
He went and bought himself the Speedos and he went and did the whole thing, you know? No, but he went out there and he went on his cruise. And he said, man, we're going to have a wonderful time and it's just going to be great. And I'm sure some of the stuff was great. But you know, there was a song in the Bible that says, listen, how can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? You know, when we're saints, somebody say saints have or should have a sweet song. And if you don't hear a sweet song in their life, guess what? They might be a finch, but they ain't no canary. Amen? You can tell the saint by the song they sing, by the atmosphere they keep. Amen. And you keep singing along with all the other little crows and stuff out there. They got some big old nasty birds in the woodlands, you know? You can buy yourself a $1 million house and have a vulture sitting on the corner of it, you know? Somebody say, it's still swamp land. Amen? She said she caught a big vulture outside her house just the other day outside her window. But it's for us. But you know, now we're not supposed to grow our hair down past our rear ends, you know, and take our makeup off. But there is something about being saved, and there's something about being a believer, and there's something about preserving yourself and keeping yourself unspotted by all the other junk that goes on. And you turn on the wrong, you know, you listen to everybody else singing on your job, you'll be singing the same song they're singing. You'll get the same beat, you know. So say music is acquired. Wonder why you lost your sound, don't sound like a canary anymore, because it might have been who you've been singing with. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. Just because Rex is not here today, I'm going to let y'all out real early. Amen. I'm going to go for a record. I'm going to preach the fastest I can just to let y'all out early. Somebody say hallelujah. And as soon as he comes back, it's going to be a two-hour service. Amen. I mean, I'm telling you what, I'm going to preach long and fall out in between and make y'all wait for me to get up. Amen. I'm going to start out and go. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. As soon as you get it, say, I got it. Says, your glorying, some say, your glorying is not good. See, you know, everybody likes to be popular. Everybody likes to have it going on. You know, when we broke, you know, God gets a hold of us. And when God gets a hold of us, he does some stuff in our life. He hooks us up. He picks us up out of junk and sets us up in some good stuff. Somebody say, good stuff. God does it. You don't have to convince me. I know that when you get a hold of the good gospel of Jesus Christ and you get a hold of the Word of God, it's going to do something in your life. And there are a lot of people that get in church and like to look like they got it. Most people come to church when stuff is falling apart.
Amen.
Not unless they're moving in from out of town, but they'd have lost a boyfriend, they'd have lost a girlfriend, they'd have lost a job, and all of a sudden they decided to sing to Jesus. Amen. So God gets us in the worst of our life. He gets us when, you know, when stuff, when we were in need of something, he'll get us in there and God will hook us up. And then all of a sudden we get hooked up. One of somebody say, it's pastor's pet peeves. Everybody say that.
Pastor's.
These are one of the things you got to deal with when you deal with people. Some people get in there and get blessed and they come back. Somebody say, thank God for the two that came back to say thank you. How many came back? Was it two or just or one came back to say thank you? God healed 10 lepers and only one came back to say thank you. You know, that's what it is for most saints. For most of the people that God will do great things in their life and you can count on one coming back to help somebody else. To tell somebody, most people don't even want to tell nobody what God did. They don't want to let nobody know that actually they had a miracle that they needed God to come through with. Man, I need my house note paid. You know, all of a sudden, when they need that house note, everybody knows, but as soon as that thing gets paid, it's going to be pushed under the carpet. Nobody will ever know about it. Nobody, you know, they see you with your nice hair, your nice dress, your nice shoes, and your big diamond ring. You know what I'm saying? And you want people to think that my great-granny gave me something. I didn't come out of nothing. God didn't have to do anything for me. So say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Lindsay told me something. She said, listen, every good thing you do and every great thing you do, forget about it. After you do, forget about it. You know, we're so quick to remember all the great things that we do, all the blessings that we've given, you know. We can remember exactly what gifts we gave out the year we gave it. You know what I'm saying? But we are so quick to forget what God and others have done for us. Forget what you've done. God remembers, amen? But never forget what God did for you or what others have done for you. But I'm sitting up here talking about it. I see this all the time. People get in here, you know, we get in here, we look around the church and say, well, everybody in here, you know, when we get in church, you know, some people say, I'm glad I ain't got no Windows in Nation at church. I don't want nobody to know we in here shouting and dancing around with all kinds of these people here. Everybody has need. And all of a sudden, God gets us blessed and he hooks us up. We get into a new income bracket. God blesses us with a house by faith. Blesses us with the right car. You're not driving that old dented up piece of thing anymore. I'm going to start taking snapshots of people. Amen. Y'all going to see, you're going to pull up in front of the church. I'm going to have a camera out there. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just in case you forgot what God's done. Then all of a sudden God does stuff and we get to write, you know, we move in beside the next door neighbor, we move in front of all the other people, we forget the saints that prayed us through, loved us through, bought that lunch at breakfast, you know, brought that lunch at lunchtime. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, surely not in the Woodlands. The Woodlands got some of the most broke people I've ever found in my life. Amen. Gut bucket broke. Amen. You know, you... candy bar, can't afford a candy bar, that's even budgeted out, you know. But they forget, then they get around all the other people and they say, well, look at all this I've got going on. I'm popular, I got the right house, my neighbors, me, all these friends. Now the girls on my job, we're tight now, everybody's tight now. And then we get to the point to where that's supposed to impress somebody and make somebody happy. So say, your glory is not good. I didn't got in this society. I got in that club. Everybody loves me now. And then we expect somebody to ring a bell and toot a horn for us when that happens. I'm somebody in the world today.
I got the right job. God gave it to me. Now I'm a part of society, and we get all proud and boastful of it. Don't glory in anything but in Jesus Christ and in God. He said, your glorying is not good. He said, know ye not that a little, somebody say, just a little.
Leaveneth
the whole lump. Just a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Somebody say, you only need a couple people like that. So you only need a couple like that in the bunch that'll just destroy the whole group. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ever met people like that? Oh, don't look at me like we're crazy. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. You know, you can have a little Bible study group, and all of a sudden, here comes Sister Got It All Together. Amen? And before you know it, that Bible study's over. Amen? So say, just a little bit of that stuff will destroy the whole bunch. You know, that's the usual way that you get your strife and selfish ambition and stuff like that. Said, your glorying is not good. Don't glory about your worldliness. People think worldliness is supposed to impress us or impress God or impress things. You know, that's what it is with people. They think, you know, what impresses God is just a heart for God. You know, people thinking that, you know, that worldly possessions and all these things, that great gain is godliness, that don't mean nothing. What means something to God is your heart and your sincerity before Him. Remember to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
A lot of times I've been talking about, somebody say, perception.
Perception.
Deception.
Deception.
There are so many people I find they're just screwed up in their perception. You know, you see the same thing they see and it's all twisted up and messed up. You preach the same message. You say, where'd you hear that? You preached that yesterday. Oh, no, I didn't. So we say, that's what you perceive. They get around, you know, their perception gets so distorted, messed up, and we're trying to figure out, how do people get screwed up perception? How do they get their, you know, how do they get diffused? You know, there are certain, we got a website, and you know, there are certain things that we also have a VPN network here at the church, so where we can pick it up at the home, we can tune into our database at home, but we can see it, and it's unscrambled. It's unscrambled, but to everybody else, that signal's scrambled. They can't see anything. It's just gibberish. Only the people that are supposed to get it can get it. Only the people that can perceive it and discern it. Well, there are a lot of people that are with God one minute, then all of a sudden they get around the wrong group, they change their song, and they start chirping like the finches. Then God scrambles their perception, and they wonder how they're so messed up. How do we get, everybody say, control? God doesn't want you to be controlled by anybody or anything. Amen. Other than the influence of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
That's what God wants you to live by. You know, a dead person is a person that's living out of their head and living out of fear, living for everybody else. When you live to impress people, you're nothing. You know, the reason why you want this is because I'm going to look good and everybody's going to see me. Don't live for other people. Live for God. We're trying to get you to the point to where you're able to hear the voice of God, and you got to learn that when you hear that voice of God on the inside of you, that's going to bring you wholeness of life. That's going to bring you satisfaction. That's going to bring you peace, and it also will bless you. But you got to develop faith in that. But control. So say control. There's always a battle for control. There is a battle for control. Relationships seek to control. Everybody wants to have, everybody say, influence. And I see saints all the time. You ever seen that show called Bewitched? There are witches everywhere. There are professional witches that seek to get your head so screwed up, get your mind so you don't know what you want, how you want to get, you know, or what you want to do. Somebody say, bewitched.
Bewitched,
bewitched means they're going to try to force you to do what they want, what they want you to do. Well, I'm just not going to be happy about that. We got to learn to say whoop-de-doo. God wants us to be able to stand fast. Somebody say stand fast.
Stand fast.
When you hear a promise on the inside of your heart, you need to be man or woman enough or believer enough, amen, to hold on to that thing that means something to you and never let it go. Whether it be your dream, your vision, your promise, whatever it is, if you know that thing, there is a God. First, man, I have to say that time. I need to say that at least 20 times per Sunday. Everybody say, Pastor, don't forget to
tell us
that there is a God.
There is a God,
and He does speak. That's faith. And if you believe, you know, if you want to have true faith, you got to believe that God speaks to your heart, that everybody can hear God. And those inspirations that he puts on your heart, he'll back them up. God gives vision to his people. A lot of people can't believe that because they don't believe it's a God. There is a God. God is not dead. He is still alive, and he still communicates to people, and he backs up exactly what he says. I've tried him, and I know myself. And you can do the same thing. God will make provision for his vision. If God gives you a vision, I don't care if it seems outstretched. I don't see if it seems crazy. I don't care if it looks difficult. There is a God, and he does speak those things to your heart, and you can believe in your inspirations. You can trust in those things, make sure they're God, and hold on to them. And you know what? Through the course of time, God will do that stuff, even impossible things. But people, we get to the point to where, you know what? You know, there's several levels of faith. You know, there are several levels of faith, and we can look at faith in several different ways, and different people perceive faith based on where they're at in their life. There's that level of faith. Some people, you talk, hey, do you have faith? Oh, yeah, I have faith. There is a God. Someone say, that's nice. That's nice. There's a whole other group of people that get into faith. They say, yeah, I have faith that God will do something nice for me. And that's all their faith is based on, is God getting me out of my rut. There's a rut get out faith, you know. I have faith that God's going to get me out of the rut. He's going to get me out of the mess. I'm just believing God that one day I'll just get out of this mess. You know what? Then after they get out of their mess, they have no more faith. After they get out of their mess, they have nothing to put their faith to. They have nothing. The highest level of faith. Somebody say the highest.
The highest.
The highest level of faith is obedience. You know what? You practice on getting your stuff. You use your faith and you practice and get to know God by working through and God working on your stuff. You know, and then after he works you through your stuff, hey, man, there's nothing God can't do. Then the highest level, you start to work on God's stuff. To where you're no longer just believing for your stuff, but you're believing to be obedient to God. You know what? But we get bewitched. Somebody say bewitched. Do you know where you're at in your faith level? Do you know where you're at? Do you know where you're at? Are you still believing for God to work miracles for you? Or are you just believing that there's a God? Or are you believing it's your faith taking you to another level to where you're no longer thinking about your stuff, but all you want to do when you wake up. I tell you what, when I wake up in the morning, my faith tells me, get up and do something for Jesus. You don't have to be there. You know what? You know, the more faith I have in God, the less confidence I have in this world and everything in it, and I get everything in it anyhow. And I get up there, and I'm cutting some big deals with God. Amen? Sitting back looking, you know, I really believe this stuff. I really believe that Jesus is coming, and he's coming back real soon. And I sat up there and said, well, man, if life is short, how am I going to make the best investment with my life? What do I want to add into it or take out of it so that I can be successful in this life for God? I use every ounce of my faith to do what God tells me to do on a daily basis. But if we're not careful, witchcraft. Somebody say witchcraft. Ungodly influence will hinder your faith. Or hinder your obedience. The highest level of faith is obedience. And the highest level of faith is manifest through love. If you're not taking notes, you're not going to catch this over the season. The highest level of faith is obedience. The highest manifestation of faith is love. Galatians chapter 5, I'm done. It's 12:03. Amen. We're going to get here. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. God is good. We're going to be dealing with this again tonight. Somebody say the highest level of faith. Did y'all get anything this morning? Was it okay? God's getting us on a good track, on a high level. Why don't you just start praying in the Holy Spirit real quick? Amen. Tonight I'm going to finish. I'm not going to be able to finish this. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been doing this for 5 years, and I never get through stuff. You know, I don't believe we've even tapped it. So I'm going to be talking about how to stand fast in your faith. how to stand fast in your faith, that you won't be tested in your faith, to stand fast in that, what some of the things you can do, you know, that you won't come under ungodly influence, which is bewitching. You know, people that bewitch you, influences. You know, there are certain people just run their mouth to you all the time, seeking to get you to change the direction of your heart. What do you do with people like that? That person's out there to steal the vision of God out of your heart, and they don't even know it. And it's not really them, it's the devil. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's just the devil seeking, trying to get you to stop going for everything that God has for you. But God sent his word, and he'll heal that disease in your life, that situation. If you learn the word of God and you apply it to your life, it'll work out. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bless these people from the top of their head down to the soles of their feet. Lord, we thank you for this time that we have together. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would be protected and preserved. Father, I pray this word would stay alive in their hearts and that you allow them to come back to us again. We pray for our two visitors this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you would just prove their time with us was a time appointed with you, Father God, by blessing them on their job, bless their tips or whatever it is they do, Father God. Work something out in the name of Jesus. Give them the desire, Father God, of their heart, which is more of you, Father God, and give them something, Father God. We bless that daughter of hers right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just pray that you'd work a miracle and that you would send heavenly spirits, Father God, to every one of these believers in this room today. The angels, Father God, put on assignment to give them what you desire them to have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love somebody. Have a cup of coffee on the way out the door. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. All right. Praise God.